That sticks and Mr. Roboto on KCHA. It's 814, 20 degrees. We had clear conditions downtown Charles City, kind of clouding up, but hey, it's going to be a great day nonetheless. 46 for the high today. Kay Winkleman, we continue our guests this morning.
We do, busy morning, but you know that song, I love that song. Gets me rocking and rolling right away in the morning. So a great way to get all perked up and ready to go. It is the Tuesday we get to hear all good things Floyd County Medical Center. And with me this morning is Joan Lohr. She is a counselor with the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, better known as, and we'll be very careful when we say this, the SHIP program. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and explain this very important program. So let's go right into it. Talk about what SHIP is all about.
Well, SHIP stands for the Senior Health Insurance Information Program. There is a SHIP program in every state in the country. Iowa SHIP is a service of the State of Iowa Insurance Division. And what we do is we help Iowans on Medicare with questions and problems related to Medicare and health insurance. That includes Medicare Parts A and B, Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare Part D drug coverage, Medicare supplement insurance, retiree health plans, claims, and medical assistance for people on Medicare. Our services are free, confidential, and objective. We do not recommend or endorse any companies, policies, or agents.
Okay. So SMP. Now, that stands for Senior Medicare Patrol. Talk a little bit about that part of it.
Our counselors are also volunteers for the Senior Medicare Patrol, a program that works to fight Medicare fraud and abuse. And there's a lot of fraud and abuse that goes on. We think we're safe in small town Iowa, but just in the last week, I've had Medicare fraud reported to me and had to take care of it. So just some basic things to remember. Don't answer the phone. If you've got caller ID, if you don't recognize the number, don't answer the phone. They can leave a message if it's important. Secondly, don't ever give your Medicare or Social Security number out over the telephone. Medicare and Social Security will never call and ask for your number. Other fraudulent people will, so just never give it out over the telephone. Also, when you get your explanation of benefits from Medicare, open them up and look at them. If there's some outlandish charge on there that says you've been seen in another state, or that they're sending you braces or genetic testing or something like that, those are types of fraud, and if you ever suspect that you have had fraud or that your Medicare number has been jeopardized, call us at SHIP, either in Charles City or at the state office in Des Moines.
Okay. So you're a Floyd County SHIP volunteer. When do you work? When do the volunteers work?
We work year-round. Our busiest time of the year, obviously, is open enrollment, and currently we're doing open enrollment. It runs from October 15th through December 7th. Prior to open enrollment, we sent out pre-mailers to the clients that we saw last year, and we request that they fill them out and return them to us, and then our six counselors go through the returned mailings and look it up on Medicare.gov and determine whether that person is currently on the best plan for next year or whether there's a plan that can save them a bunch of money. And then we do call. We do some one-on-one visits if people have questions. So far this year, the six counselors have talked to at least 600 people in Floyd County.
I have heard, and we have talked about this for a long time with Floyd County Medical Center, there have been some really awesome success stories that you volunteers have been able to save clients a lot of money. I remember that from a couple of years ago. There was a client that you had, or you were one of the volunteers had that you were able to save them thousands and thousands of dollars. So it really is a very important program. So with that, there is also a Welcome to Medicare seminar, and talk about that.
I teach a Welcome to Medicare seminar three times a year. We do it in January, May, and September. It covers a multitude of information. It takes about 2.5 hours. We talk about how to sign up for Social Security, how to sign up for Medicare, what does Medicare cover? What does Medicare Part A and B cover? What does the Medicare Advantage plans cover? What do supplements cover? There's so many things to know about Medicare, and there's so many important decisions you're making at age 65 that may last you through your lifetime. Many people don't know that there's penalties if you don't sign up on time. So we just like everybody to be aware. Our next next Welcome to Medicare will be on January 16th. And to sign up for that, you can call our SHIP office, which the number is 641-715-1472, and leave us a message.
Okay. Can anybody be seen by SHIP in Floyd County, or what's the criteria?
Generally, we see people on Medicare. We don't do any of the other insurances. We do talk to people who are being switched from Medicaid to Medicare when they turn 65. But our basic population is the people that are on Medicare.
Okay. And as you mentioned, people who are turning 65, it's a complicated situation. And as you said, there are penalties if you don't sign up. So it's important to have this conversation. What about people who are going into a nursing home?
There are some special enrollment periods besides the open enrollment. And if you're in a special, a special enrollment period, you can join at any time. People going into nursing homes get a special enrollment period. This means that we can change their drug plan at any time. Many times when people go into nursing homes, their pharmacy changes. Each of the plans have pharmacies that are in network and out of network. So if the nursing home's pharmacy is not in their network, that the family may pay higher prices. They can come and see SHIP. We can change them to a plan that is in network for that pharmacy, and we can save them a lot of money. The same thing, sometimes I know when my mom was in the nursing home, the doctors had come in and they'd change her medicine. And then the medicine they put her on wasn't covered very well by the plan she was on. So I could just change her to a different plan, which would start on the first day of the next month, and save the family some money.
So many complicated factors in this whole thing, but grateful that there are people like you with the knowledge to help people through this. Talk about then the difference between Medicare with a supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan.
We hear so much about the Medicare Advantage plans on television during open enrollment. Don't believe everything you say, everything that they say. Medicare with a supplement is accepted by any hospital or doctor in the United States that accepts Medicare. The supplements are all standardized and cover the same things no matter what company issues them. Medicare Advantage plans are a whole different deal. There are different types. There are HMOs, which are very restrictive. There are PPOs, which are not quite as restrictive. The Medicare Advantage plans are not standardized. They can and do change every year. You need to stay in their network in order to receive optimal benefits. They may offer prescription drug coverage, dental, vision, pharmacy benefits, and so forth. However, finding an in-network provider that accepts the plan may be difficult. Sometimes nursing homes in the community don't accept the MA plan that people are on, and people have to go miles away from home for service. So it's important, if you're thinking about going to a Medicare Advantage plan, that you find out whether your medical providers are in-network before signing up for the plan.
Okay. The SHIP office is in the former Star Home, which is located on North Grand Avenue. Actually, Denny Donovan owned that building, and now I'm not sure who owns it, but
I think Danny Donovan's still owning it, but he's moving out into a different office.
And so that's located right across the street from Casey's. Phone number again is 641-715-1472. It is attached to an answering machine, and they will return your call. And also, if you need further information, Floyd County Medical Center can direct you to the SHIP counselors at 641-228-6830. Thank you so much, Joan. Lots of good information with this. Thank you for your time volunteering. This is a complete volunteer job, right?
Yes.
So you are basically working full-time for free.
This time of the year.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, because there's no way I could weed through all this stuff if I were at that age. So thank you again, Joan Laura. We really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, Joan. It is 8:26. We have your North Iowa weather coming up, plus throwing on Ed Sheeran.